Let's bring in Connor Roulette, who had his first goal of the playoffs. Hey there.
Hi.
Congratulations on the game-winning goal tonight.
Thank you. That one felt nice. It's been a while since I was able to find it back in the net, but that one felt nice for sure.
Yeah, reached out, deflection. I mean, I thought you were going to get another one in the third period when you came busting up the wing, used Bateman as a bit of a pylon out there. And he's your old teammate in Seattle, right?
Yeah.
How much do you guys talk like that? You, him, Aremba, you know those guys, right?
Yeah, well, I played longer with Aremba. Bateman was just there for the first year, but once in a while I'll kind of give him a little chirp or whatever, let him know, but... Aremba I'm a little more close with, but, you know, no friends in this game, especially when you're playing against them in the playoffs. So nice to get around him there. Only if I was able to score, it would have felt better.
Tell me about your goal.
I don't know. It's just we got the puck off a turnover there. I cut up, seen Dell. He tried going back door, got the rebound, gave it to Molly, and just went to the net, and was able to get the stick on it. I don't think Sim's seen it. Went five hole, then... I think you could just tell by the celebration how happy I felt to get that one going. And it's like I said, it's been a while, so obviously to help the team, it's all I want to do, and that felt great for sure.
Your thoughts on not just the crowd in here, but in the building?
It's awesome. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Yeah, you went to the Western Hockey League final last year with Seattle. Just what have you taken from that and tried to bring here even down to nothing?
Yeah, it's a 7-game series. You're down 2-0. It's, you know, you're not done. You don't lose the game. You don't lose the series in 2 games. Obviously, we came back, and when you're winning games, you want to just manage it as much as you can. Like, we're up 4-2 there. We get everything deep. We make sure that we give them nothing. And obviously, they got some special players, but when you're in a playoff series like this, you just got to make it. You got to make it born for them. It's a long process. It's 7 games, and. Everything isn't won, but in a shift, or you don't lose a series every time you make a turnover. Ever just like managing the game, I think, is the biggest key. You go when you want to go far.
You, Josh and Jake have hardly played together at all this year. Obviously, Josh is here and Jake came here in a trade. But does it feel like your lines kind of got better and better as the series has gone on?
Yeah, we're really close off the ice. We're always joking around, joking in the room, having fun, and I think every line's going obviously. Siddle has found his groove. Trev, Lizzo, all the other lines. Weens is lying, though. That Weens, Waterloo, Hanny have been really good for us the first games here. And I think if every line keeps that up, we're looking good. And obviously, yeah, the two guys I've been playing with have been awesome.
The depth, then. Basically, what you're saying, your depth is something that's really critical for this team.
Yeah. We don't rely on one guy or on one line. We go out there every line. Every line's got their job to do, and we do it right. And obviously, you guys, big part of it too. The cheering, the helping us out, giving us the support. It's tough, obviously, to go out there, and when you want energy, and the fans obviously give you a lot of energy to get going, it gets all the guys going. And don't think we don't notice you guys. It's a big thing for us. We really enjoy the support, and it's really helping us, throughout these playoffs. So every line having that energy, every line being able to play. The full 60 minutes. It's been really good for us to have all lines going.
For sure. Connor, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck in game 6 tomorrow. Connor Roulette of the Saskatoon Blades.